if you have plans for the future, you don't do such things. You don't even play such jokes at all. Now, so what I'm saying is that if you were certain that all the chambers were full of bullets, you really will have to want to die to start it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So back to Eve. Eve was never tempted because the only word she had heard about that tree was that the day you eat it, you will die. I'm trying to bring out something to you today. That there's a way spiritual things progress. How thoughts become actions. This is the way it is. First, it is what you hear that creates an image. Do you know the interesting thing about life? There is nothing that is absolutely real like that in itself. They have all been colored by your former perceptions. There's one if I had the board here, I'll illustrate it for you. But you know, if you draw, I really wish I had the board. This would have been, I needed to illustrate this. Come, I need a pen. I will illustrate this thing. I beg. Let me illustrate. I'll use this piece of paper here, and I want everybody to just try. I know those who are listening to this on tape really can't follow it, but I just need to use this thing to illustrate what I want to say. This is so, so important. Now, can you just look at this? All right. Which one is longer, this line or this line? This one. All right. Most people said this. All right. I'll tell you the reason why. The lines are the same length. Okay? They are the same length. Why you think one is longer is because I drew this arrow these edges like this. So unconsciously in your minds, to be sure they are the same length, I drew the lines first before I put those arrows so that I won't even try to bias you at all. It's been found out that those who have never seen walls, the way we build walls, don't ever make that mistake. Like those who grew up in villages that all their huts are round. Are you getting my point? They have never seen, they've never been in buildings like this. You know, our walls have corners. They don't have corners. So they've never been trained to judge distance by the angles. But you grew up with walls, so you know unconsciously in your mind, what I drew was you've converted it to a building. And you are looking at it from a particular distance, and you have already projected the distance in your mind. So though they are the same length, you know one is farther away. So the one that is farther away, you said it is longer. Because for it to be the same length and farther away, it must be longer. No, you know, this thing, the explanation, nobody ever had to explain it to you. It's just part of you. Are you getting what I'm going to say here? That is, experience, oh God, is so powerful. It's so powerful. That's why I wrote an article long ago. I called it The Concept of Beauty. That beauty itself is not absolute. There are things you see that make you believe something is beautiful. That is, you see it, you compare it to previous experiences, and most importantly, what you have been taught, either directly or indirectly. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. A typical fine woman is slim. Do you know the only reason? Every day you wake up, it's in newspaper magazines, they cover, they never put a fat woman in front. When they want to choose the face of Africa, once you fat pass one level, you know the interesting part? There's no reason, though. It's just acceptable culture. So you train everybody growing up to think like that. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm trying to say. That is the way it is. You keep on changing it based upon just general standards. Now look at Eve here. Eve had only one standard in her mind, the word that God gave her husband, which her husband gave to her. That tree is poisonous. So every time she's passing, if any of her children touch it, you don't know you will die? Hey, come on, you beat the child very well. What are you doing there? Why? Because the only thought in her mind is that you will die. Therefore, it was never attractive. And temptation was not possible. Oh God, it wasn't possible to disobey. That was why Satan didn't say, eat it. Satan first explained new information. They say you will die. Listen to me. Eh? I know more than you. I have eaten it before. Did I die? No, we made it here to talk to you. So. Listen, you will not surely die. Listen, except you call God a liar, you can't sin against him. Do you hear what I said? Until you call him a liar, you can't sin against him. The first thing Satan did was to explain to Eve, he is lying. He doesn't want you to enjoy. He knows the day you eat it, you and him will become the same level. The moment Eve bought it, that she will eat it was automatic. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Listen, what I'm saying is not just religious prejudice. Most of the movies produced, especially from America, they are satanic fundamentally. I mean what I'm saying. I watch some of them. You get my point. So I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But basically, when you just watch here and there, there was one, I don't know where I saw this, maybe it was on cable TV Christmas time. Now this story, I just noticed because of my own perception in life, I quickly noticed this thing. One lady was waiting in a restaurant, waiting for somebody on the reserved table. And I think the people didn't come. So she now had arguments at the door. Some people wanted to come in. They were getting married that day. And there was no seat. So they wanted to have they were going to get married. So they wanted to come and eat. So the girl came out just to come and help. And said, okay, no problem. I don't even like eating alone. You please come and sit on my table with me and, just wanted to help. They said, who are those getting married? They said, we. Two guys put hands on each other. Two guys. You know the interesting part? No comment was passed about it. That scene ended. They have subtly introduced it to us again. That a man marrying a man, there's no big deal. Listen, the whole story, there was no relevance. You've watched movies. 90% of the sex scenes in movies have no relevance. They don't add to the story. No, there are cases in which he adds to the story. Maybe you are painting somebody as an adulterer, for example. But this one, nothing. James Bond doesn't have to sleep with any woman. No, what James Bond? What is it? He's an action man. He's supposed to be shooting people. Do you get what I'm saying? He's supposed to be fighting and shooting people and using gizmos that we have never seen before. But, look, that thing was satanic. Action men are promiscuous. They didn't have to say it. They just painted the picture. Are you getting what I'm saying? And he does not surely die. You get what I'm trying to say? So at the end of the movie, the bad man who didn't sleep with one woman throughout the movie is dead. All his agents that didn't even look at one woman with lust in their eyes, they are dead. But the only guy who survived is the one that in one movie he went around 15 girls. What have they told you? You will not surely die. I always say this, that when fella was going around, God looked at fella and said, you are a good candidate for a job. I have a special assignment for you. Fella did not know. I said something on Saturday that we all serve the purpose of God, either directly or indirectly, one way or the other. So fella will wake up and say, he must have sex every day with all kinds of women. One day, he marries 35 or, just married all the girls suddenly, feeling very happy. Soldier beat fella, fella not die. Look, do you know why he didn't die? God said, you will not die. I have reserved you for AIDS to kill. That the whole world may know that you shall surely die. Are you getting my point? That was the issue with God and fella. God said, no, wahala. Your brother will be a doctor who will openly declare to the whole world that the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Same thing with Bob Marley. What I'm telling you is very true. Look, I know what I'm saying. I got to have Kayana. God says, smoke it. Smoke it. Accidents will not kill you. You won't go mental. But I will show all the generations that Kaya gives cancer. So one day he was doing old pirate on the stage and he fell down. I said, what happened? Bros get cancer of the lungs. God said, I've made my point. The rest of you go and smoke if you want. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make here? What I'm telling you is the truth about life. Oh. Satan has to first persuade you that God is joking. There's one man, I don't want to mention his name, I don't want to mention him now because I don't like to predict things. I let them happen first because that's the way that it might be fulfilled, that which was written. That's the way it was. The works in the Bible. I have read him. I have looked at his life. I said, this guy is going to have a problem for certain reasons because he has painted a wrong picture and God won't let that pass. Satan has come and said, you will not surely die. And men have believed it. And they are eating of the tree of the knowledge. Now, I'm not going to talk about the knowledge of good and evil because we discussed that one last year. You remember? And we took a whole day to discuss only the knowledge of good and evil. It's actually in the center of our discussion for today, but there's no point in repeating that message. Please, get yourself a copy that discusses nothing but the knowledge of good and evil, what it means. Now, but what I'm explaining today is this. Eve said, Satan had to tell Eve first, you will not surely die. Before Eve could even come near touching the tree. Are you getting my point? Before she could come near touching the tree. You say, what about Adam? Adam chose death deliberately. The Bible says that Eve was deceived, but the man was not deceived. He said, the man loved death, yes. I don't have time to explain, you know, why he did it, and I don't fully understand why. I have heard a man say that, although I've always said it like this, that he chose to die for his wife. I looked at it, first time I made that statement, almost 10 years ago. People thought I was joking. But one day, a man preached and explained that the way Jesus, said Jesus is the body of Christ, is the husband, and the body of Christ is the church, that Jesus gave himself willingly, all right, for his bride. In the same manner, Adam willingly gave himself for Eve. But my discussion today, which I'm going to end it on, is that he knew what he was doing. He was not tempted. Are you getting my point? He chose to die for a certain reason. I'm not going to talk about Adam at all. I just want to sit on the matter of Eve. This is the way it goes. You will see. Let's get back there. I hope you are following the point I'm making. Are you following me? The woman said, when the woman saw that the tree was good. Now, I said earlier, that maybe she had been saying it before. The way you see something, all right, is decided by the perception in your mind. That is, you first see in your mind before you see on the surface. One of the best examples I give this is this Jeep, which in Nigeria we call, that's very common in Nigeria now, Hummer. Listen, the only reason why an average person thinks about a Hummer positively is because he had heard so much about it. Does he hear about it? He said, man, that guy, my big guy. He said, man, that guy don't make him. Say, what happened? He drives a Hummer. And you know, the first day he hears Hummer, he actually thinks that maybe it's a sports car. Then he's going one day. Someone says, have you heard? That girl got married. The wedding was, do you know what? The bridal car is a Hummer. Very big thing like this. Ooh. People are forming an image. The image is being formed all the time. Hummer, Hummer, Hummer. The first day he sees the ugly thing coming, he said, wow, see majesty, this thing is beautiful. Why? They told him so. He has never entered it. What are the things they bounce people's head up and down? He has no idea. The point I'm making is that the thing is in somebody's mind. Now, notice what I've said. When she saw, before she could see, what was it that happened? She first heard. Satan first told her, and then she saw. Are you getting my point? That's why I said, when we were discussing on Saturday about holiness and the will of God. Listen, you cannot know the will of God. That is, you can't recognize it as the will of God until you have first heard the word of God. Are you getting my point? That is, because let me tell you, if you have been wrongly taught, everything that is good is God. Everything that is bad is devil. If they bring the cross of Christ that will save you, save your descendants, save all your friends, save you, your country to you, you will say it's devil. Why? Because it is painful. But when you have heard preaching that said, endure hardship, you no longer see the will of God as something that's always sweet. Are you getting what I want to say? You cannot receive the will of God even though it is not sweet. The first thing is that you must what? Hear. So it's after you have heard that you can begin to see. That's how this one was there. You can't pray into the will of God. You have to hear instructions. I don't know what I get what I say. It's after you have imbibed the correct doctrine that you can see the will of God and recognize it. Your ability to recognize depends on what you have heard. Do you get the point I'm making? Eve, look at her here. All the while she has been seeing that tree as ugly and undesirable to make someone die. Then they taught her new doctrine. Are you getting my point? Maybe you should go and watch Lion King. Hakuna Matata. If you want Lion King, that little king, that little lion, Simba, he was taught by his father to take charge, you know, to be tough, to be strong. And then when he ran away from home and he got into the hands of Pumbaa and Timon, two jobless NFA, you know, NFAs, no ambition, nothing. I said, the guy said, after a whole day of doing nothing, it's good to kick back. A day of doing nothing, you are resting from doing nothing. Remember what they said when he got there? The guy said, when the world turns their back on you, you turn your back on the world, and they said, why worry? Hakuna Matata. That's how money. Why worry? Just. The guy said, that was not what I was taught. Go and listen to that. And Timon said, it looks like you need a new lesson. And that is life for you. Lessons. Are you getting what I'm making? People need new lessons to be able to receive correct things. That was why David said, come ye children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Are you getting my point? Listen, you cannot know the will of God if God has not yet instructed you in his word. It will come to you, you won't recognize it. Do you get my point? So words, you first hear, they form something in your mind, and they color your eyes to see. That's why I drew that thing to us earlier. It's the image that's been formed in your mind, all right, that helps you to see something today. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? That is what you have heard that creates an image in your mind that helps you to interpret what you are seeing today. Therefore, if a child of God wants to learn the right things and wants to do the right things, well, before I get down to that statement, let me just conclude this. This is how the progression goes. So first, she heard. Then she saw, and then she went ahead and what? Handled it. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the way it goes. Then after she touched, you know, the first touch like this. You know, you want to check whether an iron is on. You know, you go there boldly. You don't know whether it's on. So you first touch like this. If it doesn't burn you, you touch it firmer for about half a second. If it still feels cool, then you now rub the face, and then you rub the face. This iron is off. That last stage of rubbing the face is what is happening there is that you're already doing it. You know what I'm saying? That is when you are eating the fruit. Before, all you are doing was just touching, trying to feel it. Unfortunately, because the punishment for iniquity is not quickly executed, men persist in doing unrighteousness. Are you getting the point I'm making here? Now, so the point I'm making here is this. The most important thing is instruction. Satan has to give you a different set of words for you to be able to doubt God. Are you getting my point? Let me define doubt for you before I close with that. Now, doubt, I always say it like this. Doubt doesn't mean I don't believe. Doubt is not refusal to believe. Doubt is I have something else to believe. Do you get what I'm saying? Doubt is not like they told you and you said no. Doubt is there is something else you are believing. You see, a human mind cannot be blank. All these people talk about there is no God. Do you know they are lying? If you don't serve the true God, you will serve a fake God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's not possible to be on the earth without God. Let me explain what I say. Virtually everybody that says there's no God believe in luck. Are you getting my point? If you believe in luck, then you have already believed that there is something beyond your powers. There's an abstract force that you can't handle. When they asked Richard Branson, how did you manage? He said, I worked very hard, I tried, and I had more than my own fair share of luck. There was one man, just by the way, to tell you that people who don't believe in God, in life, you can't help but believe in something. You can't help it. After all, when you go to the market, she said, this car can do 300 kilometers an hour. Your whole life, in fact, in Nigeria doesn't have the road for you to even try. Yet you go around bragging to your friends, my car can do 300 kilometers an hour. Why? They wrote it there. Is that not faith? They told you. So this TV has 100 channels. It can store 100. Now, you don't have DSTV. You don't have any. All you have is Star TV. That's the Enugu State Television, NTA. Then maybe 5 channels from CTL, from some pirated one from Minaj. Put everything together, 10. Yet you are convinced that if you wanted, you could put 100 channels on it. Why? They told you. One man once, he was laughing. Someone was playing a preacher. He was laughing. He said, ah, this preacher, the mouth is so sweet. The mouth is so sweet. He'll just preach sweet, sweet for these people and then they will bring their money. And the guy was irritating me. I thought I started feeling sorry for him. Do you know why? He's laughing at preachers. At night, this guy was, you know, Christians, they carry tithes and offering to church. This guy was buying car and goat for Babalawo. You don't get the point. At least our own preacher wore suit. He's laughing at us for listening to a preacher. He will go at night. When everybody don't go out, the guy will carry cow, buy a whole car to go and give one baba in the village, one afa, you know, with a white goatee like this. That was it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He will collect everything and tell him it will be well. And he's laughing at me for going to church. look at this idiot. How can you be laughing at me? Don't you think I'm better than you? My own preacher wears a suit. The guy is clean. He uses a Hugo Boss perfume. What's your problem? This alpha is always smelling incense. I mean, my preacher comes in a cool suit. What I'm trying to say is that all those who laugh and they don't believe in God, they are telling lies. They believe in something. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is life for you. You must believe something. So doubt actually is when you have something else you believe as opposed to what God is saying. That's what doubt is. Doubt is not just that. I refuse to believe. No. You have something else that you are holding on to. Let me share this with you and then I will stop here. Then maybe next time we'll get down. We'll read the latter part of Genesis chapter 3. Okay? But I hope I've made some points about Eve, and I hope we have learned something about it. I will go on from there, maybe next time, because I want to emphasize this issue of, because you have done this, because of this you have done, when God was cursing them, next time I will look at the curses that God placed on the man, on the serpent, the woman, and the man. That's what we'll look at next time. But what I want to just say before I go is this matter of faith. When I said that, you see, doubt doesn't mean that you just refuse to believe something. Doubt is that you have something else that you are holding on to. Now, I had noticed from studying Hebrews chapter 11, I won't go into detail about it because of time. I noticed from studying Hebrews chapter 11 that this is the way it works. In summary, now, an average person works by what he has seen. I hope you get my point. Please make sure, if you can, knowledge of good and evil. If you don't have it, please pick it up. Because I have jumped a great deal not talking about that, all right? But that's because we took a whole day like this last year and we thrashed it out, what it means to have the knowledge of good and evil. Because what I'm about to say is also along that line. Now, an average person works by experience, works by things that he or she can see. And that is what is called working by the knowledge of good and evil. All right, that you become the judge of right and wrong based upon your own experience, based upon your experimentation. And there I talked about the life of Solomon and how he wrote Vanity Upon Vanity, the whole series in Ecclesiastes, the first few chapters. Now, this is what faith is. Faith is for you to know that beyond what I have seen, okay, there is something stronger that is available. Now, there are two realms to faith. Generally, faith is part of life. Everybody has to believe something, okay? But that's not even what I'm talking about. But knowing that there is a supernatural realm, that is one level of faith. But when you have been introduced to God, are you following what I'm saying? To know that God is in charge beyond that which you can see, that is what the Bible really calls faith. That's why I said, he that comes to him must believe that one, he exists, he is, and that he is the rewarder. That is when things don't add up within the physical realm, the person knows that God is the rewarder, it can still add up. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to say. Listen, in life, that is what will actually put you over. What I'm saying, it appears very simple, but this is the key to your success in life. Listen, We're going to do this seminar, and we'll be talking on the subject, Power for Creative Excellence. I'm not teaching business techniques, all right? But I'm going to lay some spiritual foundations for entrepreneurship. I'm going to lay some spiritual foundations for creation, for creating jobs, for doing things. And one of the first things that we will lay as a foundation is that issue of faith. Listen, you must know that no light, burning of diesel is bad for business, right? Excessive taxes is bad for business, right? Every local government that's coming around to collect their own portion of your, you know, of your, their pound of their flesh is bad for business. You weigh everything is bad for business. Then you put the last factor. If God be with us, despite this, we will do well. Listen, if you can't do that, please get a visa and clear. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The men who succeed, this is one thing they have other people don't have. I have found out both from study and them, no, but this one most importantly from personal experience. If you really are of faith, a time comes in your heart, you will know everything is wrong, but there is a force that will not let you stop. That is the force of your victory. That is, your father has told you it is wrong. Networking last night confirmed it. Petrol price just increased to be very sure. And then NEPA just said, okay. And then Enugu, sorry, only 2.5 hours a day. You guys manage it. Now, everything like that is bad. Are you getting my point? Having put all of that together, it's equal to... wait, one more factor. There is a force in the realm of the spirit beyond that which I can see. Add that one to it, I think we have passed. Do you get my point? I remember the advert of Lexus. I keep on remember that when the Lexus GS300 came out, they had this advert which I loved so much. They showed a man, they described the day of a man. They just showed a car moving and a clock ticking. This man drove to work. All right? He said, drive to work. Then he drank bad coffee. You know, everybody was annoying him in the office. The secretary was annoying. Things were missing. Things were not done. Then he had a dull board meeting. According to him, a really sick and dull board meeting. Then everything went wrong at work. Then he drove back home. And conclusion, not a bad day. And what was that? The next Lexus, GS300. What were they saying? That once a man drives to work and drives home, the comfort of driving overshadows everything else. That's how faith is. No matter what physical evidence says, if I see where God is standing, the power of that knowledge overshadows everything else. Are you getting my point? Listen, we have to discuss this. Because people who don't have faith never do well. You don't get what I'm trying to say. Those who don't have faith, they never do well. Whether they are Christians or unbelievers. Even the unbeliever has a certain degree of faith. Oh, Richard Branson said in that his book, look, everybody was playing safe. He had to buy them off. His closest friend, he bought him off. Because the guy was playing too safe. When he became a public liability company, the laws of the country meant that there has to be a board to ensure that everything is safe. The man realized, this is not how we do it. He bought the shares back. Listen, even the unbeliever needs a certain degree of faith to do well. Oh, let me leave that one. That's not our main message for today. Just because I was trying to define doubt, that is why I decided to talk about faith briefly. Go and read it well. Read Hebrews chapter 11. You will see that those who the Bible said God was pleased with was because every situation said one thing. Then they just looked to something everybody couldn't see and said it is well. Are you getting what I'm going to say? In fact, when I studied this recently, at the end I said, faith simply means seeing what cannot be seen. What other people can't see, when you see it, that is faith. And then you begin to take actions based on it. Let me just get back, add something to this, and then I'm out of here. Don't ever forget, it is you perceive things according to what you have heard. How you see things is what you have heard. And Jesus warned his disciples. He said, you will see troubles in this life. He said, the heart of men will fail them when they see it. He said, but you, when you see it, rejoice and be glad. Lift up your head, straighten your back, your salvation is near. Are you getting my point? So when you see one crazy guy, maybe his name is Banky, And so Nigeria is bad. The guy said, all I'm looking for is money now to buy land in Independence layout or across the road there. And I will build the house. And Enugu said, but you're not from Enugu. He said, ah, chill, wait. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And everybody's running. They say, relax. If I have money now, I would invest it here. Can't you see all the troubles? They say, relax. Listen to me. Those that hopefully wait for him will never be put to shame. You know the interesting thing about God? If nobody does that, good will never come. You must plant your seed first before God pours water upon the seed that you have planted. Get that message. There's one message we have like that. Water for your seed. Spiritual economic series. We'll get back to that one when we're doing our Power for Life seminar. I hope you have learned something today. I said if you have learned something, say amen. Amen. There's something I didn't get to, and when we get to that matter of courses, we'll talk about this again. One of the first things that God said, when God arrived, the first question he asked them, he said, where are you? They said, we were hiding because we were naked. What was the next question? Who told you were naked? Listen, if every Christian will ask that question, they will please God so well and succeed so well, they wouldn't believe it themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? We're talking about doubt. God asked a simple question. Who told you? You don't get what I'm saying. See, it's what you have heard and you have believed that creates for your body. Do you follow what I'm saying? They were not naked when he left them. They were covered by glory. Are you getting my point? That was why they were not ashamed. It's not as if they were deceived. I don't know whether you get my point. What happened was that in their, in quote, nakedness, they were covered by glory. And God saw nothing wrong with that. And they too enjoyed it. There was nothing wrong with it. Then he came and said, we are naked. So first question he asked was, who told you? And I said, have you eaten? Now, there's a long arithmetic there. Who told you? Before they answered, he said, have you eaten? That is, he knew that once they heard something different from what he said, they will eat. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Once you hear something different from what I told you, you will start doing nonsense. And once they hear another, look, who told you were naked? The person didn't have to whisper, you're naked. No, he just said, God lied. You're actually naked, you don't realize. The person was saying effect. So the moment they ate, the glory departed, and they now discovered. Now, actually they did not discover. Let me tell you this. You know what really happened? Because if they discovered, then they were deceived before. And God wasn't deceiving them. Actually, what really happened was that they were in the perfect state the way God wanted them to be. They were covered by the glory of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Then when that glory departed, a new thing had been created in them, and that was the absence of glory. Are you getting my point? That was what obeying Satan did to them. All this one, I told you this before. When you gather together and you are saying this and bad and you are grumbling like everybody else, God said, you are ganging up against me. We read that from Numbers chapter 14, verse 35. All those people who talk, God said, they have ganged up. My Bible uses the word gathered together. That is, God said, this is a conspiracy. Are you getting my point? And the champion of that conspiracy is Satan. And everybody that believes Satan becomes naked. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, they will be 60 years old and their pension will fail them. I was old enough, but very young, in the days of SAP. That's why parents still amaze me now, when they believe that their children need jobs to be secure. Amongst all our parents, those who suffered most under SAP were those who had secure jobs. That is what is called nakedness. You had faith in something. They said that it, you will become wise. So you use your wisdom and make decisions and then you become naked. When you thought you would have security, nakedness came upon you when you couldn't help it anymore. Are you getting my point? That's why the first thing God said to them, he said, who told you were naked? Because what you have believed, it is unto you according to your faith. If they tell you what is wrong, listen. And they said, Nigerians, and listen to me, I refuse to believe it. Because I don't go where it is good. I'm a creator of good. The thing that the nation needs to bring forth good, the thing that any good needs to bring forth good, is I keep on telling it that goodness and mercy shall follow me. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Are you getting my point? So God asked, who told you? Where did you get your information? He said, CNN, sir. He told us that we are the most corrupt nation in Nigeria. That in fact, life expectancy is 46 years old. God said, how old is your father? My uncle was 90 last year. Don't you see old men all over the place? You chose to believe. Are you following what I'm saying? That is why you two, you won't live long.